Graphic Audio. A movie in your mind.
Previously in Deathstalker Destiny.
Hang them all. They're all politicians. All dirty.
Owen Deathstalker and Hazel the Dark are missing, presumed dead. Constance Wolfe will be marrying Robert Campbell instead.
Take us to Parliament. I have some things I want to say to them.
Okay. Nanoplague. Hopping its way from world to world, starting at the rim and heading inward. The only way to go so far, so fast, is if they teleport it. Shub!
Jack Random's announced that he has something very important to say. He's gonna make a speech at his place, in the Parliament building.
What are you going to do, Random?
What can you do?
Just what I did on Loki. Punish the guilty. Kill all of those responsible for the corruption of my dream. Starting with everyone here in this room.
The Motto Mundi is nothing more than the collective unconsciousness of all Espers. It has learned to exist separately from the individual thoughts and consciousness of the millions of Espers that give it form.
But what about the leaders of the Esper Underground?
No Esper leaders. There never have been. They never were anything more than masks for the Motto Mundi to hide behind.
What the hell's the matter with you, Grace?
We are the eyes and ears of the rogue AIs of Shub.
Speaker of the House, I have automatic access to all political and military intelligence. All of it goes straight to Shub.
What happened to the real Grace Shrek?
I'm wearing all that's left of her.
Jack Random killed all these people. He has to be stopped.
You mean killed?
Parliament will authorize an extraordinarily high bounty for his head. Kill him, Ruby. If you can.
No problem.
They're back. The Recreated have finally come out of the dark to destroy us all. There's nothing I or the fleet can do to save you. Every species has to face its own extinction eventually.
Graphic Audio presents Simon R. Green's Deathstalker Destiny. Narrated and directed by Richard Rowan. With performances by Terrence Aselford, Nanette Savard, Colleen Delaney, David Coyne, Anne Flosnick, Kate Torrey, Nick Sampson, Corey James, David Cutler, Ren Casey, Thomas Penny, Chris Rowan, and Mort Shelby. Deathstalker Destiny, Part 2. Even legends die. Jack Random was on the run, but he was used to that. He took advantage of the general chaos, hiding himself in the den with the ease of long practice. No one noticed one more hooded wanderer in the crowded streets, and anyone who made the mistake of trying to mug him found himself staring down the barrel of an energy gun. But mostly no one bothered him. Others had their own problems. He tried hunting down old friends and allies, appearing at back doors at unexpected hours, looking for support, or a place to go to ground, or even a handful of credits for a hot meal. But no one would see him, let alone talk to him. By now, everyone had heard what he'd done. He had put himself beyond the pale, and all hands were turned against him. Truth be told, he took a kind of cold satisfaction from that. It felt good not having to live up to other people's expectations anymore. He was his own man now, unfettered and uncompromising, free to do whatever he considered to be the right thing, and to hell with everyone else. He was currently sleeping on the cold, hard concrete floor of one of his weapons caches, wrapped in a cloak and his own bitter satisfaction. He'd never trusted peace to endure, and he'd been right. He left caches of weapons and supplies all over the Parade of the Endless, just in case he might need them again someday. In fact, the city contained enough hidden guns and explosives and other useful items for him to fight a very long war if need be. He smiled at the thought, lying stiffly on the hard floor.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?